As you explained, the main philosophy of the European Court decision is that Greek laws and regulations concerning women's early retirement in some sectors consist of gender inequity for men, and this has to change. For women affected by this decision, the elimination of those early retirement regulations means that they have to stay at work for 5 more years, up to even 70 years for some cases, comparing to what it stands today.
Mm-hmm. So who stands to lose from a revision of these laws?
Let us make clear that this decision concerns women working in public sector and in military and police corps. And the women working in these two sectors are around 240,000 in total. For women who are below 50 years old, and this means around 130,000 women, the status will change and they won't have the right on early retirement regulations anymore. But for the rest of them, around 106,000 women who are above 50 years old, status is not expected to change since they are closer than 5 years to their retirement time. So they are considered to have, as they say, mature retirement rights, and therefore the present status is not expected to change for them.
Is there anything then that Greek state can do to maintain then the status quo?
Since we are talking about a European Court decision, we have to promptly adapt. We must change this status, otherwise we will be obliged to pay huge penalties. But what we can do right now and for the next 2 months is to negotiate with the European Commission in order to reach an agreement on the exact measures and legislation required in order to implement the decision. And another point of negotiation might be the adoption of a transition period of some 1 to 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Can the state in some way balance out the prerogatives that will be lost with other measures? For example, making life easier for mothers while children are still young?
I really believe that this is one of the most critical points in a modern society. As we discussed some days ago in this same radio, I believe that our society has to boost and help women to enter the workforce and also to have equal chances for a career. And the period during which a woman needs help and support is exactly when children are young. And that is when social and financial aid must be driven by amplifying the infrastructure, such as kindergartens, or by taking measures such as help at home, mother's leaves, etc. And I would say that all this must be available for working fathers as well, such as single fathers or to the one parent according to couple's choice, because we have to protect and adopt equality as well.
Definitely. And on a personal level now, what will you lose?
I won't lose anything since I work in the private sector as an engineering chemical industry. And I always had to retire at my 60s or after 35 years of work. And since I graduated from the university on time, that means at 5 years, and I started working at my 23, I won't be able to retire after 35 years of work, and I'll have to work for 2 more years in order to reach my 60s. And that means 37 years of work in total.